My name is Christopher Peter. Welcome. So much happened this weekend. The NFL had its second round of the playoffs. No more byes. College football crowned a new champion in the new format. And most importantly, the United States ushered in a new presidential era as President Donald J. Trump took office. But that was covered on the Review Channel. Let us start our discussion with the national championship game that featured Notre Dame Fighting Irish against the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Ohio State Buckeyes played every game in the college football playoffs with a level of attention and intensity that was generally missing during the regular season. The Buckeyes had a long time between the start of the playoffs and their latest loss to Michigan. Since that loss, they have dominated every team they faced. And that did not stop in the national championship game against the Fighting Irish. They were a big favorite coming in and they more than covered the spread. Notre Dame played great since their upset loss to Northern Illinois. But their defense could not contain the Buckeye offense and their own offense was not really effective, as I kind of feared. I hope that eventually they can develop a more pro-style offense that is not completely reliant of a run-dominant quarterback. The final score was an 11-point margin, 34-23. Now to the professionals, who played a competitive slate of games, at least the ones that were allowed to be competitive. The weekend started off with the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans, who defeated the Los Angeles Chargers the week before. The biggest takeaway from this game is that it is hard to deny the refs call a different game when the Chiefs are playing. There were many questionable calls during the game to the point where Joe Buck and Troy Aikman could not ignore the officiating mistakes that were pretty blatant, like the roughing the passer call for a phantom hit on Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs clearly caught breaks, but they also outplayed the Texans in critical moments. Still not sure why professional head coaches struggle with time management. Andy Reid was criticized for time management during his time in Philly, but does a great job of it lately. But DeMarco Ryans let crucial time run off at the end, which creates more pressure for their young quarterback playing a future GOAT. Travis Kelce came up with clutch catches when needed, but the officiating helps perpetuate the stereotype that has hung over Chiefs all season long. When you win, the benefit of the doubt goes your way, I guess. There is not really an effort to make the right call is the appearance this gave fans. Overall, the refs have to be better and more consistent. That was really evident in this game. The next game was a thrilling upset to some degree. The Detroit Lions hosted their first ever playoff game as a top seed in the Super Bowl era. The upstart Washington Commanders with a new head coach and rookie quarterback played like the veteran team in a game where the defenses did little to impede the offenses. The Commanders' defense did force four interceptions and a fumble, but the Lions ran through them like butter when they were not giving the ball away for the most part. The Commanders just resiliently ran through the depleted Lions defense, converting every fourth down they faced, and ran up the score to 45 points against the top seed. The Commanders made it back to a conference championship before the Cowboys did, by the way. The Lions could not outrun their injury-plagued roster when it mattered most, despite getting David Montgomery and Alex Anzalone back. Was this the last run for the Lions? Offensive coordinator Ben Johnson accepted the head coaching job in Chicago. The next day, my Philadelphia Eagles hosted the Los Angeles Rams in a snow game. Not many people like snow games, but I am a big fan of bad weather games. Makes for interesting football and really tests a team's ability and resolve. Another game against the Rams was another showing out for star running back Saquon Barkley. The Eagles came out throwing the ball before Jalen Hurts broke a 40-yard run to the end zone. The Rams showed their resiliency and kept the game close, but the Eagles found a way to control the game and get points when needed. And Barkley broke not one but two home run touchdown runs, one being 60-some yards and then a 78-yard run in the fourth. But the Rams were able to keep it close by reducing the two-score lead to 6 points. The Rams were helped by two missed extra points by Eagles' usually reliable kicker and Jake Elliott, one being well before the snow began falling. But he did make two clutch field goals in the snow. The Eagles were helped out by two fumbles. The final score was 28-22. But the Eagles will need to find their inner passing excellence when they host the Washington Commanders, and hopefully there are no issues with Jalen Hurts, who suffered a knee injury, but stayed in the game. Hope Quinyon Mitchell is able to return next week as well. The final playoff game was the Baltimore Ravens heading up to Buffalo to take on the Bills. Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen. I did predict them to meet in the playoffs in my Super Bowl picks, but I was wrong about this one as well. The Ravens spotted the Bills a two-score lead at the half before picking up their play in the second half. Lamar Jackson threw an early interception and had a fumble as well, but the Ravens were still able to make a game of it as their defense picked up their play in the second half as well. The game will unfortunately be remembered not just for the Jackson turnovers once again in a playoff defeat, but the drop by Mark Andrews on the play to tie the game with a two-point conversion. He also fumbled earlier in the quarter. The Ravens played great against the Steelers, dominated Buffalo in their earlier matchup, but again the playoffs proved too much when another contender played them. Last year it was the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Now it was Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, wasted a good season by running back Derrick Henry. Now the Chiefs will host the Buffalo Bills and the Eagles will host the Commanders. I think the Bills might be able to pull off the upset. Hard to pick against Patrick Mahomes in the postseason, especially if the fans are right about the refs and if the Taylor Swift effect is a real thing. I hope the Eagles can win the rubber match as they would have won the last game even without Jalen Hurts if the defense held up just one time at the end. But both games should be entertaining and competitive. Go Birds! A big thank you to all of you in the audience. Your viewership is appreciated and valued. The Christopher Peter Review is made up of common sense commentary available on the series by Christopher Peter and Policy and Brand Reviews. Please continue to visit www.crcreview.com for more, or subscribe on YouTube or YouTube Music. Thank you again and talk to you next time.